You're listening to another great podcast in the MyMac Podcasting Network. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, Elisa.
It's been a few weeks because I haven't been here, been traveling a lot, but it's time to record 425 of Geekiest Show Ever.
You've been busy.
I have been busy. Lots of concerts.
Yeah, looks
Surprise.
Like some pretty good ones, too. I know, we're all shocked.
Surprise. Yeah, it was good.
So, you've been traveling, and last time we talked about Tripsy. So, how did it work out on your travels? Did you put it to the test?
Tripsy had an update.
So while you were traveling, or when you got back, or?
It happened when I was, honestly, I can't remember now. I think it happened in between trips. What it does now is it will give you a place to put your expenses.
Cool.
So let me go to my Cleveland trip, which says 2 weeks ago, 4-day trip. What it will do is I had talked about how you can email yourself any pertinent documents relating to your trip. So hotel reservation, concert tickets, reservations to any restaurants or museums or anywhere you're going. I had emailed the confirmation to our hotel. And that automatically went in under expenses. So it says lodging and it shows how much. Manually, I added in the tickets to the baseball game we went to. So it shows event and how much those tickets were, lodging, how much that was for a total of. So you can add in, gas, tolls, restaurants, souvenirs, anything that you want to add in. So at a glance, you can look down and say, okay, when we went on this vacation, we spent this amount of money. And then it will also show you the breakdown. So that was nice.
That's really handy. I like that.
And the other thing that was neat is we went to Mohican Sun last weekend to see Ringo Starr, which is a good thing we did because I just read yesterday that he has gotten sick in the meantime and he had to cancel two of his shows, the last two shows in his tour. So I'm glad that we got to see it. But in Mohican Sun, we went to dinner at one of the restaurants there before the show started. So while we were waiting for the show to begin, when we were sitting in the arena, I snapped a picture of the receipt. And it found it in the app. It was able to say restaurant in the location. It has the website. And then I could put, we started eating dinner at 6:10. We finished eating dinner at 6:50.
That's amazing.
It took 40 minutes to eat dinner. It's got the phone number of the restaurant, the website of the restaurant, the address of the restaurant. I put in the total cost of what we paid. If I wanted to, I could put in the receipt itself, which I didn't do because I don't need that. But, if you wanted to, maybe for tax purposes or, want to remember what we ordered for dinner that night, you could put that picture in underneath the restaurant. So I do find Tripsy a little...
Is it daunting?
It's a little, I don't want to say hard, because that's not the right word, but...
Overwhelming?
Sometimes it's a little bit more difficult to figure out, how do I get this piece of information into it? It's easy if you want to read it. If you just want to say, what was the name of the hotel that we stayed at? Or what was the address of the hotel we stayed at? You can just click on the hotel and it will tell you. But if you say, I want to get this piece of information in, that could be a little bit trickier. Mm-hmm. But overall, I'm looking at this and it's showing the itinerary. On our way home, we stopped at the Basketball Hall of Fame. So I was able to enter that as a stop. It says museum. It shows how much we paid for the tickets.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So now I clicked on it. It says my spending. And it says Ringo Starr and his all-star band and how much we paid for the concert tickets. Lodging, the name of the hotel, how much we paid. Museum, Baseball Hall of Fame, how much we paid. And then the restaurant, how much we paid for a grand total of. So now at a glance, we know what we paid.
Nice.
Yeah, so I like it.
Yeah, that's great. Do you think you're going to continue to use it for your next couple trips?
Yeah, I have my next trip started And that one is I'm visiting family, so there's no hotel involved, but I do have my airline in here. And the other thing that's nice, when you click on the airline, okay, so it's showing me the first leg of my trip, and the day of, it's going to show me the terminal and gate to go to. Because right now it's blank, but it says, you know, flight duration is an hour and 20 minutes, it's 287 miles, and it says baggage claim, waiting for information. So when it comes, the time comes that we have to pick up our bags at our final destination, we'll know which gate to go to, or which, what do they call it? To go pick up your bags.
Yeah, the baggage check.
Yeah, which one to go to. And then it has total cost again.
I think the travel stats is new too. And I just zoomed out on the map and it's really cool. Now, I've never left the country, so mine have all little American flags. But
yeah,
this makes me really happy looking this. And I, you know, I'm not a traveler like you are, but just the trips that I have put in here, and these are just the ones that I imported from back when I was using TripIt. I mean, just our few, you know, road trips that we've done as a family since I've been married, you know, just in the last 20 years that are scattered across the United States. Like, it just really makes me happy to think that, wow, I actually have been places. It's really, really cool. It's, you know, travel stats. It tells you how many trips. If I had been to multiple countries, it tells you trips, countries, cities, flights, hotels, activities. Now, mine's, you know, it doesn't have as many activities because I haven't put the actual activities in there. But, I mean, I have, you know, flights in there. And I don't have all of them in there. But, I mean, the flights that I do have in there, I have 24 flights. I didn't really think I flew that many times. That's really, really cool. That's really, really cool.
Yeah, this shows that I was in two different hotels for four nights total. I visited one country. I got to update that because I don't have my cruises put in yet. And this will be interesting because we just booked a cruise out of Spain. So next year we're going to Barcelona, spending a few days there, and then we're going to be cruising around Spain and Portugal.
Very cool. I would love to see what your map looks like when you have it all populated.
Yeah.
I really liked it when you did share. I guess, did you share the Cleveland trip with me? And then did you unshare it?
I think I deleted it. I just wanted to see what happens.
Yeah. Because I liked getting the notification because then it reminded me. I was like, oh, okay. They're leaving for their trip now. That would be really, really handy. Did you share it with your kids? Like, well, now they don't have Tripsy, but
no.
If you share it with your kids, what happens? They don't have it. Do they get the notifications as you're traveling?
I don't know.
You should try sharing it with Shane and just see what happens. Because I think he could just click on a link that takes him to a website. You should try it and see.
Yeah, we sent them pictures.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, just as a matter of just like seeing what a person who doesn't have Tripsy would see versus a person who does have Tripsy.
Yeah, when we took a picture at
Let us like stalk you and see what
at the Billy Joel Rod Stewart concert. Like, here we are with 45,000 of our closest friends.
Yep. And the Rod Stewart concert. And
yeah, it was Rod Stewart and Billy Joel. The next night was Electric Light Orchestra.
Now, when Billy Joel came out, was that a surprise or did you know that was going to happen?
No, it was a Rod Stewart, Billy Joel concert.
Oh, okay. So were they all together or did
Rod Stewart came out. He did his set. Then Billy Joel came out. And then I think the fourth song in, he brought Rod Stewart back for Stay With Me, which is like one of my favorite Rod Stewart songs. So that was good. That was probably like my favorite. Cool. And then Rod left and then Billy finished his portion of the show. And what was so nice is that we just walked back to the hotel, didn't have to deal with traffic, just the people that were in my way, because I'm a fast walker. And these people were just strolling. And the funny thing is, here we are. We were in Cleveland in the, I forget what it's called.
You're a New Yorker. You would not be able to handle the Southwest.
It was in the football field where the Cleveland Browns play. We were out of that stadium in less than 5 minutes. With all those people, we were out of there. I mean, it wasn't because I walk fast. It was because where we sat was right near an escalator. So we got out, we walked a few steps. We're like, oh, there's an escalator. So we just followed the crowd. We went down the escalator, down the escalator, down the escalator, down the escalator. And then all of a sudden we're outside. I'm like, oh, this is good.
Things definitely move faster in the Northeast compared to the Southwest, let me tell you. Because when I first moved out here, I'm still very impatient. People just stroll. Things move at a much slower pace out here.
Yeah, I can't do that. And I'm the one like walking in between people and I turn around like, where's my husband? And all of a sudden I like see a hand up. I'm here. I'm here. Because I'm just like I'm the old lady of the group. I'm like, get out of my way. Get out of my way. I have a friend that I walk with in the neighborhood, and she's always like tapping me on the elbow, going, "Slow down, slow down."
I'm like, "You need ankle weights. You need ankle weights."
I can't. I only know one speed.
Let's get out of my way.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny. Oh, that sounds good. Well, that sounds like fun. All right, so you got a little bit of your geek on. Have you gotten any new gadgets or anything? Now, Apple announced a whole bunch of things, and anything tempting you? Are you still on an iPhone 11?
I'm on a 13.
13, okay. 13.
The only
Tom
thing
has
I
the
bought,
11?
The only thing I bought was right before the trip, I bought a...
You got the charger,
I bought
right?
the Anker battery charger that, you know, that attaches to the back of the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you think of that?
Heavy.
Oh, it is.
God,
I told you. Yep. Yep. I told
but it was
you.
Good. It was good. Yeah, it came in handies. But other than being heavy... It was good.
Got to put a pop socket on it. I'm telling you. Oh, hey, you know what? Speaking of pop sockets, I have been wanting to share this with you for a while now, and I keep forgetting. So now's a good time, and I probably should put a link to it. Okay, so I can use my new webcam, but I got to get my Skype window up open over here. So let me view my camera here so I can show you. So do you remember a while ago when I got the pop socket with the glitter inside of it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I had gotten that one and I loved it. Remember it was on sale, it was like Black Friday sale, and I thought I was gonna like treat myself because they're normally really expensive and it was like a fraction of the price. So I got it, and because, you know, we live in Arizona where the sun murders plastic. Well, I guess, you know, because I use it so hard, it must have gotten like tiny little fractures in the plastic, and so the liquid in it evaporated. And I was really sad, and so it didn't move anymore. The liquid inside of it just kind of dried up, and just nothing moved anymore. So I thought, well, I'll just take my chances. So I wrote to Pop Sockets, and I sent them pictures. There was like this form you could fill out online, and they sent me a coupon to replace it. Now, they didn't have the same exact one, but they had one just as nice, in fact, even nicer. So check it out. I got a replacement pop socket, and it's got purple and pink glitter in it. Yeah. So I'm showing Elisa here.
Is it purple or blue? It looks blue.
Yeah, it's like blue and pink glitter inside. So it's kind of a liquid. It's like a liquid with glitter inside. And as you turn it, it moves. And so it's kind of a nice little fidget. So when I'm stuck in a waiting room or I'm really nervous or fidgety, I just like to turn it. And it's really cute. I made the mistake of showing it to a little girl in a waiting room. And yeah, she almost walked off with it. I won't be doing that again.
By so your own.
Yeah, that's on the back of my pop socket wallet that I love so much. But yeah, so that freed my other older pop socket to put on the back of that Anker battery, the MagSafe battery pack that you were talking about that I also have in purple. What color did you get? Did you get black?
Black.
Yeah. So I put a pop socket on the back of that. Oh, wait, do I have this? Yeah. Because that's really handy. I told you should probably get that, especially if you're going to be taking pictures and stuff, because, you know, that drains your battery. And since your phone is getting a little on the old side, here it is. Yeah. See, I put a pop socket on it. So that's the same thing that you have. I think, does yours have the little stand that collapses on the back of it?
Which was really nice.
Yeah. So I just ended up putting a pop socket on mine so that when I take my wallet off and stick this on the back of it, then I can just, you know, hold it and balance it. Because it is hefty. It adds a lot of bulk to it. But, you know, when you're out taking pictures and you don't want your battery to drain, it's worth it to have one of those things. Because I think you can probably get about, now I have the 15 Pro, so I probably only get maybe about 2 charges, maybe 3. I haven't really, because I keep constantly charging it because I have battery anxiety out here living in the desert, because batteries just don't last very long. So I'm constantly plugging things in and charging. So I don't know how many charges I get out of it because I constantly keep it charged. Yeah. So So you got the charger, so that's good. I'm glad you have that now for your next trips. Any other tech gadgets that you got?
Nope. If I get a phone, it will be during Black Friday in November, and I'll get the 15. Because based on history with Apple, they will put the previous version of the phone at a lower price and with a gift card.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I bought the 13, because the 14 had just come out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think I've had this phone, gosh, was it 2 years now or 14? So it must be 2 years.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised.
It would be 2 years.
I was afraid that, let me see if I can find the link real quick. What is, and maybe you can find it faster. What is the, let's see, which iPhones are eligible for iOS 17 or iOS 18 rather? Because I think that the one my oldest has, he has the iPhone SE with, that's the second gen. Okay, here's the list.
That's Tom's phone.
The SE second gen. Yeah, it's on the list. So that both the second gen and third gen iPhone SE are eligible or compatible rather with iOS 18. And my parents, my mom and my stepdad, they all have the second gen SE. So everybody in the family is going to be able to get iOS 18. I started the process with the TVs. They actually updated themselves. So both my TVs are up to date with iOS 18 and the HomePod. I hope that's not going to mess anything up, but I'm still waiting on the Mac for Sequoia and the iPhones. So all of our iPhones will get iOS 18. So until the SE and the XR drop off the list, we're going to keep... I think I'll wait until the 17, because I tried going like 3 years and I regretted it. So I don't think I'm going to do that again just because of that, because I want to keep the family on. I mean, now we have an adult. So, you know, once he gets a job and can buy it himself, I'm going to be looking out for those deals. So hopefully that'll be next year. Yeah. So, I'm going to move on in our show notes then to the stuff I wanted to talk about, and we'll talk a little bit more about updates later, but if I keep in order. So another thing that recently happened was Disney Pixar's Inside Out 2 came out. Yay. It's finally available to watch or stream on Disney Plus. So that's the good news. The bad news though, is that Disney is now cracking down on password sharing. And, you know, we've talked about this before many, many times, how we all kind of like beg, borrow, steal. So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, come on, everybody talks about the economy and how hard it is these days. So we all kind of like share passwords. Everybody does it. Everybody knows it. You know, you get Hulu and I get Apple, you know, Apple TV Plus or something, and somebody else gets Disney Plus and somebody else has Netflix. And then we kind of just share them amongst the family so that everybody kind of can have a little piece of everything, right? Well, so I was kind of worried because I even posted that I do plan on, if you were closer, we could do this. I want to have like an old fashioned sleepover with some friends. It's been too long. I mean, I'm 50 going on 5. So I want to have an old fashioned sleepover. I also actually accidentally got the movie If, I guess it stands for Imaginary Friends, with Ryan Reynolds. Have you seen the previews for that? Because that looks really good.
I've seen the previews. We have Disney Plus. It comes with our cable service for free.
Okay. That's
good. But I haven't watched anything on Disney since Hamilton.
I was going to say since Hamilton. Oh, my God. I still haven't seen it yet.
Oh, my God. You might have
to
watch
it. Have you seen it like 6 times?
You might have to watch it in pieces. It's about 2 hours and 40 minutes.
But I know.
It's so good.
I know.
And you have to watch it once with closed caption because they're rapping. And sometimes they sing so quickly that you miss the words.
Right.
So once I put the closed caption, I'm like, oh, that's what they said. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I have to do. So maybe, it's all going to depend on my family member who has Disney Plus. Maybe they'll upgrade, because the other family member did the upgrade for the Netflix because it was worth it to them to share it with the family. It made them happy to share it. So we'll see. I mean, that we'll see if... Because the family, we all do watch a lot of Disney Plus. We're all big, like my husband and them, they're all into Marvel, and we love all of the Pixar. But the movies that we really love, like the Inside Out, we had already purchased the DVD, And I think we talked about this a while ago, like years ago, that the original plan was whenever those movies came out that we really loved, what we would do is purchase the DVD. And then the plan was to rip it, you know, with using some kind of program that would strip out the DRM, because we're not selling it. We're just, you know, ripping it for our own enjoyment. And then we were going to put it on a server like Plex or, you know, something like that. Like, you know, Apple has its own kind of built-in sort of Plex-ish type of thing with home sharing. So if I had it stored, say, on my Mac, and I have my Mac open, or even just say if I ran, you know, on a hard drive or something, say I had an old Mac that I have dedicated to be like a movie server, that's what I had been doing, or that's kind of been the plan all along, was just to keep these movies ripped on an old iMac that we would repurpose as like a movie server and then just stream it to our Apple TV, right, over Ethernet or something. And that had been the plan all along. Well, now it's gotten to be the point where, like, all right, it's just like Thriller. Like, first I bought it on cassette. First I bought it on vinyl. Then I bought it on cassette. Then I bought it on CD. And then I bought it on Apple Music. Like, I've bought that album so many times, right? There's always that one album. Why it had to be Thriller, I don't know. But that's my example of where I've bought the same album because I just loved it that much at the time. And I needed to own it in like every single format for some reason. And so that's kind of how it is with Pixar. So now I'm going to have to get the Incredibles when they come out. So I will tell people that right now, at least I found out last night, that Inside Out, if you go through your Apple TV app, you can get Inside Out 1 and 2. So if you just buy Inside Out 2, it's like $20. It's like $19.99. But if you want to get Inside Out 1 along with it, you can get them bundled together for $30. So instead of paying $40 for, you know, each individual one, you can just get them together for $30. So I thought that was a decent deal. So I grabbed both of them. Even though I have one on DVD, I just bought it again.
What is Inside Out?
Inside Out, Pixar. You haven't seen the first one?
No.
Oh, man.
I'm not a big fan of animated movies.
Oh.
Other than Toy Story. I loved Toy Story, and The Lion King.
Oh,
I'm not really a fan.
Well, you have Disney Plus, so you can watch both of them now. Watch the first one first and then watch the second one. It's a really cute story. It's great. I can't recommend it enough. Everybody should watch Inside Out. Just everybody should. The world would be a better place, especially America would be a better place if everybody watched Inside Out. It teaches you about your feelings and emotions, and all of the characters are different emotions, and they're voiced by different actors. Like I want to say anger is what's his name? Black.
Jack Black?
No, it's not Jack Black. It's the other comedian with the last name of Black. Let me get the page open that has the actors. See, and that's a new feature in Apple TV. Now you can look up the actors. Inside Out cast.
Bill Hader, Louis Black.
Louis Black.
Amy Poehler is Joy. Bill Hader is Fear. Louis Black is Anger. Mindy Kaling is Disgust.
Phyllis Smith
is Sadness.
Phyllis Smith, who plays Sadness, is my favorite. That's really, really funny. So that's the cast from Inside Out 1. And then if you look at Inside Out 2, I don't think Bill Hader is... I don't know if Fear is...
Inside Out 2, Maya Hawke is Anxiety. That's Uma Thurman's daughter.
Oh, okay.
Disgust is Liza Lapira.
Yeah, some of these names I haven't heard of before.
Tony Hale is Fear. He was in Veep. Louis Black is Anger. Phyllis Smith is Sadness.
Yeah, so there's three. Let's see. Amy Poehler is the same.
Yeah, Phyllis Envy. Smith is the same. I cannot pronounce this woman's name. Ayo Edebiri. I'm not. Sorry. Sorry, didn't mean to butcher your name. And then just regular cast members.
Yvette Nicole Brown is the coach. That's going to be good. I can't wait. I just got it last night, but I'm waiting to watch it till I can have some friends over. Yeah, it's going to be really great. I can't wait. So it's going to pick up where they left off in the first one, where now she's going to be a teenager and, you know, all the awkward years and everything. So it's going to be great. Mm. I can't wait to. I've watched it several times. Yeah. It's going to be a good one. So I'm just super excited about that. We got to watch it. And then when we keep pushing it off because we have other things to talk about, but eventually we'll have an episode where we'll talk about things that we watched. And so you have homework.
I don't remember the things I wrote down.
Well, that's why we have show notes.
No, I wrote them down, but I have to go back and look them up and go, what was that about? Because I am starting to, but baseball only has 3 more games left. I mean, the Red Sox are out of it. They just, like, they were terrible this year. But I'll still watch the last 3 games of the Red Sox. And then once that's over, I'm not going to watch the playoffs because I don't care. And that's when I'm going to start watching all these things I've been putting off. Like, I have to get back to Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, yeah. That's a, what season are they in now?
I believe it's
3 or 4.
Plus, okay. I like to binge. I don't like to like watch this week.
Oh, yeah.
And
no,
then
no.
wait till next week. I like to binge.
I do too.
I let my Apple TV subscription go because the price went up $30. So I said, well, goodbye. So I haven't had that since July. But I did find an offer on Best Buy for 4 free months.
Nice.
So I will resubscribe for 4 months, and I've got to watch Slow Horses, and there's a couple.
I keep
of
hearing
others.
About that. I should. Watch
I don't.
That.
I mean, I don't love it, but it's worth. It's one of those shows that's worth watching. But I'm not. I don't love
You're
it.
You're not in the cult.
And there's certain shows that people just absolutely, oh my God, this show is amazing. Yeah, okay. And unfortunately, Apple TV is one of those services that never gives you a discount. Like you can get Paramount will go on discount or Peacock will go on a discount or Hulu will go on a discount, but Apple never does.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you get it bundled with the one plan like we do. But we have five family members using it. So for us, it is a value.
Yeah, it's not worth it for me.
It's not worth it for one person,
And what may end up happening, I may end up saying, oh, screw it, and just pay the $100. I mean, but I have so many. But the good thing is Paramount Plus now comes free with my cable subscription.
Ooh, nice.
Hulu comes free with my cable subscription.
Wow, that's cool.
And Disney Plus comes free with my cable subscription.
That's
great. So those are 3 that I don't have to pay for anymore, which I didn't pay for Disney, but I did pay for
Hulu. I'm coming to your
house. So maybe I can say, well, the money I don't spend on that, I can put on Apple TV, but I also have Amazon. And I also pay for MLB.
We'll save Murders Only in the Building for the summer. And then when I come out the summer, I'll come to your place and we'll binge Murders.
You know, it's like, unfortunately, there's only so much time in the day.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, especially if you say, well, I also want to read a book, God forbid, or, oh, maybe I have a job.
What's that?
I want to go outside and see what the sun looks like.
Well, the movies have their place. They're good for, you know, like I did a lot of sleeping, but they're good for when you have to get your vaccinations and you're stuck in bed for, you know, a couple of days because, you know, come January, I'm going to get the shingles vaccine and lucky
been
me.
Been there. From my experience, and I know everybody's experience is different with this, I had 0 side effects with both of them. Now, my doctor said he felt sick for 2 days. When he got his shot, his wife was fine.
I'll probably be sick for 2 days.
I'm just like, oh my God, I don't want to do this. I was fine for both of them. And so
I always
Tom.
Plan. I always plan it on hurts, having 2 days of downtime.
It does hurt. It's there's something about that needle or something about the vaccine itself. It burns going in.
Yeah, I believe it.
And my arm hurt for about 4 days, but I know people have had shingles.
I'd rather have the shot.
I will take the burn and the discomfort in my arm for 4 days over shingles.
Yeah. And see, the thing is, I didn't think I was going to have to get it. I thought I was in the clear because I had never gotten chickenpox.
Neither have I.
Yeah. But then I looked on the CDC site and they say you should still get it anyway. Yeah. And so I don't want to take my chances because I do not want shingles.
Hurt. Yeah. It doesn't hurt. I mean, I know people, my mother had it and it's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard nothing but horrible, horrible. I've never heard anybody say, oh, I had shingles. It wasn't a big deal. Like, nobody says that. And people are getting it younger and younger and younger. So,
actually, the pharmacy I go to, he had shingles and he's in his 30s.
Yep. See? I wonder if they're going to lower the age eventually because they did lower it from 60 to 50. So I wonder if they'll lower it from. Yeah.
I got it in 2022.
I remember that. Yeah. Wow, has it been that long already? Because I remember when you were getting that.
No, I got it in October of 21. And then in January of 22.
Yeah, because you have to get two doses, right?
Yeah, and you have to get them three to 6 months apart.
Mm-hmm. I'm prepped for it. I mean, I've already done, I just did flu and COVID, and I did one in each arm. So
did you do them at the same time?
Yep, but one in each arm.
I would not, because just in case there's a reaction, I want to know what I'm reacting to.
I did that last time. And so this time I was willing to just go ahead and get it over with. And it was fine. I did feel like I was hit by a truck, but I knew it was going to happen. And so I just prepared for it. And I just parked myself in bed for 2 days.
Yeah. See, I'm always, knock wood, I'm always fine. Two weeks ago, I got my flu shot. Mm-hmm. And then the following week, I went, this past week, I got my COVID shot. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I was fine. In fact, when I go into bed, I'm like, oh yeah, there's a Band-Aid on my arm. Forgot mm-hmm. about that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. It is what it is. I'm so over it now. It's like, I know I'm going to have an immune response. I know I'm not actually really sick. Like we use the word like I'm going to get sick, but you're not actually sick. Like you're not, in other words, you're not contagious. You're not going to give it to somebody. Like it's just an immune response. It just means it's working. In fact, now I have a totally different attitude towards it. Like I actually, like not to say that I look forward to it, but I'm actually a little bit relieved that I do get some symptoms because now I know that it's working. Whereas like when I don't get anything, then I'm left questioning like, well, what's the point? Like, is it doing anything for me? Like, but I also know though, the older you get, and I mean, this is not, don't take offense to this, but the older you get, the less of an immune response you're going to have.
I never get a response.
Even when you were younger. Yeah.
The only response I ever got was, I think it was the first two COVID shots. I was mm-hmm. tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then at least you know you got a
that
response.
That was it. Oh, but there was, no, I stand corrected. The first time I got these shingles, the next day I started getting the chills.
Yeah, I was going to say, you weren't 100% when you got the shingles shot.
I got the chills for a few hours.
But you were planning for it.
And as quickly as it came, all mm-hmm. of a sudden it was gone. It only lasted a few hours. It was no big deal. I was just home watching TV, so it wasn't like I was out and about.
Right.
Got the
and then when you guys got COVID, and then you both got COVID, but it was like more of an annoyance. You know,
it was
like
a cold.
Yeah, you weren't suffering. You didn't end up in the hospital, and you're here recording with me. So, you're still going to get COVID even though you're vaccinated, but you're not going to get dead.
Yeah. So it was a cold.
That's the whole point.
That was all.
Yeah, it's still. I don't like it when people say, "Oh, it's just the flu. It's just like the flu, or it's just like the cold." So, COVID is not like the flu, and it's not the cold. It's still a lottery system, I think. It's still, yes, you're getting, you're having cold symptoms and it's like the cold for you, but for someone else and whoever wins that lottery, it might be a vascular disease. You know what I mean? It could turn into long COVID. So it's still a lottery system. I don't encourage people to just go out and get it over with. You know, we still have to try to avoid it. We can't mm-hmm. treat it like it's just the flu because it could turn into something else. And I don't want to take my chances.
Yeah. And I know people who die.
But we also have to live too.
Yeah. Yeah, I know people who died from it from the first go round.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, so we just gotta take what we learn and try to, when we know better, we do better.
Yep.
That's what I do.
So you bought more smart plugs.
I did. They're starting to multiply like rabbits in this house.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, the cable cords and,
Yeah. Yeah, and it's also not helping that I have a client who, I knew this was going to happen. And, you know, she asked me about it and I said, oh, my God, I said, I'm going to create a monster out of you. And that came to fruition. I think I've told you before. I think I've now installed like 14 in her house.
And 14 smart plugs?
14 smart plugs. Yep. Yep. She loves talking to her lights. And I knew it was going to happen. Now she has a combination of lamps. So it's lamp. These are older lamps that we've plugged into smart plugs. So now it's kind of like taking whatever lamp you have and making it into a smart light.
Yeah.
By just plugging it into the plug. You know, as long as the device, like I talked about this a long, long time ago when we had an old TV, that was the gateway. That was the gateway drug, was my old TV that we've now since replaced, was knowing as long as whatever device you're using can turn off and on. So for example, I wanted to do it with the salt lamps that you made me buy. the salt lamps that you
turned
me on to.
That I never use.
Well, yours sweat. Mine don't because it's too dry out here. But I love my salt lamps because I love the type of light that they give off because it's so much better for your sleep hygiene when you don't have this blinding light. So I really love just the nice, you know, low light that they give off. But those are dimmable. And so they don't work. So it has to be the type of light that can go on or off. And if it's a TV, most TVs nowadays, how does it work? They don't just turn on or off. They remember like whatever setting you had last or something. And so the more modern TVs, they don't just turn on or off. They go into like a standby mode of some sort. And so it probably doesn't work. And plus nowadays, the newer TVs, you can program them to turn on or off anyway. So a lot of the newer TVs you can add right to either HomeKit or any of your other smart hubs, like you know, Amazon or Google Smart Home or something like that. Oh, another thing I learned too recently, somebody in our Tima group started saying Iris instead of S Lady. And I like that better because Iris is just, you know, who spelled backwards. So I'm trying to train myself to say Iris instead. Have you heard that yet?
I've heard someone talking about that.
Yeah, so I've been saying Iris lately. So in case you hear me say Iris, you'll know what that means. As I've been trying to train the family to do it. So yeah, so one of my clients had gotten these on sale. And then when I saw them on sale, after I hooked them up for her and I saw how easy they were compared to some of the ones that I have, because, you know, I started out with the Philips. And that, I mean, Philips is, I have to say, Philips is like the creme de la creme when it comes to smart gadgets. But the price reflects
that.
They're
very expensive.
They're incredibly expensive. They are like the Apple of smart home technology. So if you want the top of the line, go with the Philips. And I've also said, too, that don't always think that that they're always, don't always look just on Amazon, because sometimes their website has better sales than Amazon. So if you do want Philips, like if you want something to just work and work pretty reliably, pretty flawlessly most of the time, go with Philips. I mean, somebody gifted me just like one of the starter kits, and I just love like that person. I always tease him about it, like, you have created the monster. You have created the monster in me, and now I have spread it to other people. And you're the one that's created the whole light monster, because now I've got like strip lights everywhere. And Nate loves you for it, because he just loves, I made a spell that we just call good evening. So he loves it now, like at nighttime. I'm so proud of him. He'll say, Iris, good evening. And so I have it set to turn on, you know, all of the lamps to a certain brightness. And then it turns on all the strip lights above the cabinets. So in our kitchen, I have them named, you know, left cabinet. It's like, you know, kitchen cabinet left and kitchen cabinet right. And then we have this weird, funky, like cutout in our kitchen where on the other side is like our bedroom closet, but there's this area where it's just kind of like this open, empty space. And we have some glassware and some vases and some paintings up there and stuff. It's just kind of like an area for artwork. And so we have those illuminated with the strip light. So I call that the kitchen cove. So each, you know, area has a name to it. And that's what's neat about my one client. She has these very artistic lamps. And so each one has a name. And, you know, when you go to name your smart things, I always tell people, you got to practice saying it first. You know, make sure that it can roll off the tongue. Because as you're talking to your home, as you're bossing it around, giving it commands or casting your spells, it's got to be something that you can say so that it understands you. And so she has these really cool names for her lamps, and they all have stories to tell. Yesterday I went down an OCD rabbit hole, and that was the other thing on my list here is I'm still, so knock on wood, so going on 4 years now, our friend Dave Hamilton, he recommended these, and I'm really grateful to him for it because I really like this. This is for our network here, we're using the Deco M5 that's made by TP-Link. And it is, I'll put a link to it in the show notes. It's not something that I think I would like maybe recommend that you buy now. I mean, it is on sale because it's older, but it is, it's a TP-Link Deco M5 mesh. It's a 3-pack. They look like smoke detectors. They're about the size of a circular smoke detector. And it comes in a 3-pack, and you basically like hook it up, you connect it to your modem, and then you connect each one of them to each other wirelessly, and it kind of blankets your whole property. And this says in the description, it says it covers 5,500 square foot, and it can handle up to over 100 devices. And let's see, when I look on my network, so right now I have 36 clients, it says, connected. And then there are another 40 clients that are offline. So that's like people that have visited here that aren't here, plus like other devices that aren't connected right now, like some Kindles and the printer that isn't turned on and things like that. So, I mean, I've got about, you know, probably about like maybe 60 devices, between 60 and 70 devices or so, because some of those are duplicates. Because I noticed, this is a little bit of a tangent, but I noticed that sometimes it's one device, but it seems like there ends up being a network for the wired version of it. Like if I plug my Mac into the dock that's connected to Ethernet, that gets one IP address. And versus if I unplug it and then that drops off the network, then it gets a wireless IP address. So sometimes devices have more than one. So that adds to the count. But anyway, the point is that I really like these Decos. I've been really, really happy with them, and I've been really happy with TP-Link. And so when my client got these set of smart plugs on sale, and then when I saw them go on sale after I set them up for her, I saw how easy they were to set up. I grabbed them too. And so I got a 4-pack. So these are the Casa Smart Plug Minis. They are Apple HomeKit supported. They do, of course, you know, anything that sits on the shelf for a while is going to require a firmware update, but man, are they fast. Like you plug them in, you download the Casa app, you connect them, you pick which one it is, you connect it to your Wi-Fi. Now it used to be like with the other smart plugs that I've had in the past, like where when I first started, I didn't want to spend a whole lot. Like I said, I started with the Philips because I had that one use case with the TV. And then I was like, well, I'm not going to spend that much on all these smart plugs. So then I started getting like really like cheap ones that were kind of like not a very well-known brand. And you would have to go into your router and separate your bands, your 5 gigahertz and your 2.4 gigahertz. Well, with these, it does it intelligently. I did not have to on her network or mine. I didn't have to go in. I didn't have to turn off, you know, the 5 gigahertz band and reboot or anything like that. It just intelligently does it. So I really like that about them. The firmware update just downloaded it and applied it right away. And then when I went to add them to the HomeKit network, it added pretty much flawlessly. Like one or two times I had to do it maybe about 2 or 3 times and then it took, you know what I mean? Like sometimes if it doesn't happen right away, you just, you know, keep at it and then it'll be added. So I really like that about those. I have a link to those. It does say, you know, that it's 2.4 gigahertz Wi-Fi only, but don't let that deter you because, like I said, it'll just intelligently find it, even if you do have a unified, you know, 2.4 or 5, you know, single SSID. Don't worry about that. The only thing I don't like about any of these plugs, and this is not a dig on these Casa smart plugs, is just that they're so bulky. And it's just because the future isn't here yet. I think that's just how they have to be made for the tech that's in them. Eventually, they'll probably get smaller and smaller over time, but right now they are pretty chunky. So you have to really consider that when you go to get these things and figure out like where are you going to put these. Like, for example, one of the things that I started using them for was I wanted to get those air freshener things that you put in the house, those little fragrance plugs. And so I actually named them fragrance. So all I say is, you know, hey, Iris, bedroom fragrance on, or living room fragrance on. And, or I can set up a schedule for the fragrance plugs. And so I just have them called living room fragrance and bedroom fragrance. And I did that because we have some sensory issues in this house. And so sometimes fragrance can get a little overwhelming. And so, one of the things I noticed is that depending on where you plug them in and what kind of a fragrance thing, like I have some oil warmers where it just uses the bulb to warm the oil. And those things are like big and chunky themselves. And depending on where you're going to plug this in, it can make it stick out really far. So like one of them I was going to plug in at the wall that's kind of like where you walk. And I was like, that's not going to work because somebody's going to bump into it. So that won't work out. So just consider where you're going to be plugging these in, what you're going to be using them for, because they're pretty chunky and they can add a lot of bulk. So that was my smart plugs. I really love these things. I did get, and I put the link to it here because I haven't tried it out yet, but I will later. And I forget what brand it was. I think it was, I want to say Day Better, I think was the brand. So I'll try those out. But I did get a new set of strip lights for around the garage because Halloween's coming up. And so I'm looking forward to decorating. Mm. I'm going to set out, this is going to be my goal. So I'm going to say it. So now I have to do it. I'm going to make you know what a mausoleum is? Where yeah. People go to get interred. So I saw this online and I've seen some Pinterest about it. I want to make a garage-oleum. And with like magnets, because you know the garage door is magnetic. I want to make a garage-oleum, and I'm gonna make up some funny names, you know, like a crispy bacon, things like that. So listeners can help send in some suggestions on what names should be on my garage-oleum, and that's gonna be my craft. And so I want to have it illuminated for Halloween and have like some nice orange lights or something. But the strip lights that I got. Not even, I guess it was like over, I guess maybe two Christmases ago. I don't think it's been a total two Christmases. Anyway, I only spent like $20 on them. There was a lightning deal or something, and it was an experiment, but I got a set of those LED strip lights, and they weren't what are yours called? Govee. They're rated for outdoor, but of course, you know, here in Arizona, the heat just bakes everything. So they still light up, but they don't respond to the remote anymore. I've tried changing the batteries and they kind of turned all like yellowish brown, and the plastic is kind of like sort of melted a little bit. Mm. They're not happy. They look kind of icky. So I'm going to have to like scrape those off and apply a new set.
Lots of fun.
Yeah. So that's why I refuse to spend a whole lot of money on those, because I am not convinced that they're going to last very long. So that's going to be the challenge, is trying to figure out how in the hot Southwest murderous desert do you apply lighting to the exterior of your home, because we have to paint the exterior. So we finally got the roof done. We talked about that last time. So we're finally done with that. Now we can finally paint. So that's going to be a project. So, but once we get that done, I don't know if I want to invest a whole lot in lighting if it's just gonna die, you know. So, yeah.
Do they have ratings? I never bought outdoor. We're not allowed to out here. So
really, you're not allowed to install lighting or what?
We have an HOA. Mm-hmm. Pain in the
butt. We have an HOA too, but there's no rules about lighting. In fact, our bylaws are so old. They're from, I think they're from prior to like 2000.
But do they have, so I never looked into it, but do they have temperatures? Like now a lot of items will say it goes down to -32 to 110, you know, degrees Fahrenheit.
I've always looked, and it always seems like whatever, you know, I would look at that stuff. If there is a rating, of course, you know, I look and see, like, if I see a temperature rating and if it doesn't cut it, like, I won't even bother. You know what I mean? But usually the rating that is on there is for water. It's usually for rain.
Yeah.
And we just don't get that much rain. I mean, when we do get rain, it comes in sideways. So, I mean, it's got to be water rated, but that's not the issue here. The issue is the heat. You know, the sun just bakes it.
So I'm looking at... Well, these are $300 Govee lights.
And they're outdoor rated, right?
Yes, outdoor lights, waterproof. Let me see if it says anything about...
Yeah, and I wonder what they would do for snow. I mean, if you got snowed on pretty hard.
It says, this one says year-round reliability. Rain, shine, sleet, or snow. Enjoy Halloween decorate. This isn't for Halloween specifically. It says from... -4 degrees Fahrenheit to 140 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay. Interesting.
But they're $300.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then they better be rated for 140. Yeah. They better be able to survive an oven because that's where we live. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess, I don't know. But it was $300 for how many feet, though? And is it all one strip or do you have to link them together?
It's 100 feet. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell if this is two. Okay, it looks like it might be one 100 foot. Mm-hmm. Because the ones that we bought for the sunroom, which I believe was 64 feet, were two 32 foot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you usually have to link them together.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, can I maximum? Oh, it's called Outdoor Lights 2.
Yeah, it looks as in like version two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, what I would have to do is I'd have to dig through the reviews and like see who has used them in the desert. And the other thing too is like I just don't, that's why I want to get the cheapies first, because I just kind of want to practice with the cheap ones first and see how much do I like strip lights. And because maybe, because there is a house on the block here that I just love looking at during the holidays, because their house kind of like, our color palette here is a lot of browns and stuff. Like mine's the only purple house because I guess it got grandfathered in. I'm not complaining. I wouldn't mind if it stayed that way, but you know, I'll share. But there's a house that their palette is kind of a brown, but the way that their house is decorated during the Christmas holiday season, it looks like a gingerbread house, and it just looks so lovely. I love the way it looks, and the way that their lights, I have to go get nosy and like just go like ask them if I can look closer. But the way that they have them installed under their eaves, it has a scalloped design, so they're not strip lights, they're bulbs, but they're the big large bulbs.
Yeah.
They have that classic look to them without looking like trashy or like retro. They just have a nice, beautiful, classic, very simple, just like primary colors, but they're scalloped and they just look so nice and just so clean and simple. And it just looks really pretty. And they just leave them up all year round, but they only light them for the holidays, and it looks really pretty. Our neighborhood is kind of a mishmash of some people light, some people don't. It's not like the entire neighborhood, but a lot of people do, and people really kind of take pride in their decorations here. So I want to be one of those people. Yeah. So that's my tech that I got, my smart plugs. Let's see, where are we at here? Couple more things. So let's see, that was tech. What else did I want to tell you? As far as the news about Apple releasing stuff goes, I mean, I've been excited. I don't plan on getting any new iPhones. We talked about that a little bit ago because we're good on iPhones for a little while yet. Even Apple Watches, I mean, everybody's pretty happy with their watch so far. I have an 8. I could go without a watch for a little while, but I do have a newly minted college student. And let me tell you, that is very surreal, dropping him off at the college campus. Very, very strange, but really cool. So, he's in the market for a new laptop. So he's using a very old Air that doesn't hold a charge anymore.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's my husband's 2013
MacBook. This is
I gave him.
2014. Yeah. It's a hand-me-down. It's a hand-me-down.
Yep, that I gave him. He's got to keep it plugged in, because if he doesn't, like 20 minutes later.
Exactly.
He's down to 10%.
Yep, he's got to go he's got to get to class early, which is kind of a good thing because he's got to go find the outlet. So that's kind of a nice motivator. But so Mama's got to get a new laptop so that I can give him this one or sell it to him. It's still got AppleCare on it. So
You just bought that not that long ago.
Yeah, it's an M1. It's a 2021, so it's a couple of years old. But see, that's the thing. Like in this house, I tried that. Like same thing with iPhones. If it was just me, I could, and if I wasn't, you know, doing it for a small business, I could go a long time between upgrades. But I've got kids to hand stuff down to, so I've still got to upgrade while this stuff still has hand-me-down value, you know, and this one does. Now, in times past, because the kids weren't really in need of a laptop because they had the Chromebooks for school, so like, you know, Keegan doesn't need one, and he's still happy with the iMac that Bob gave him, and he's still using that just fine, you know, for homework and stuff. But yeah, Lucian's going to need, he's going to need an actual good laptop. He actually doesn't even, he wants an Air. He wants, cause he's concerned about the weight. Cause this is kind of hefty. I will say it, this is a 14 inch and it does have some heft to it, but I mean, it's, I always say like, you know, no, this one's my favorite Mac. No, this one's my favorite Mac. This has been my favorite Mac so far, this 14-inch M1. It really has been my favorite Mac. I have not had any, I shouldn't jinx it or anything, knock on wood, but it's been really great. It still has AppleCare left on it, so I should probably have it serviced and looked at. I'll check the battery cycle count on it. The keyboard is just amazing. You know how people used to complain about the butterfly keyboards and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I use an external keyboard with it for the most part, but when I do use it on my lap, it's an amazing keyboard. I love it. Doesn't have a touch bar. I don't care for the touch bar anymore. I get good riddance to those. I love the Touch ID button on the keyboard. Use that a lot. But yeah, I'm not necessarily ready for another one, but this will be a really, really great one to hand off to the kiddo. The only issue that I'm stuck with is, I would like to get an Air for the lightness of it, because when I do go on house calls, I'm concerned about the weight too, because it is, like I said, it is quite hefty. I do miss, as far as weight and size, when I had a 13-inch MacBook Pro, I kind of wish I could get a 13-inch. Now they've gone up to 14-inch. I would get another 13-inch MacBook Pro, but they're only making them in 14-inch.
Yeah, so see, I like the 16.
Yeah, see, but do you travel with it a lot? See, I travel. I go on house calls, no. So I have to lug it around. And Lucian's got to lug it around from class to class.
This barely leaves my desk.
Right. And do you use an external monitor with it?
No.
Oh, see, then that's why you like the 16. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, see, I use a big display with it, and I just use the monitor of the laptop for my smaller windows, like my chat windows and things like that. So I need something that travels really well, and so I'm kind of not looking forward to getting another 14-inch MacBook Pro. So I was looking at the Airs, but then the problem with that is I'll lose the SD card, which, see, I'm trying to justify, like, I don't use it all that often, but when I do need it, it's nice that it's there. But I do have a USB-C adapter that I could use. I recently started using the HDMI port on this. We'll lose that if I get an Air, because I have another third monitor. Again, it's not super crucial. I could live without it. Because the Air only has two ports. At least they're on either side. Whereas before, they think they were on both sides. They were on one side. Mm-hmm. So at least they're on the left and right side. But and it does have a MagSafe. So that's good. So you don't have to sacrifice. But I sit here with this plugged into the dock all the time. So I will only have one port left.
Oh, that would make me nuts. For my microphone.
I know.
That would make me nuts.
I know. You see what I mean?
Especially because I still have hard drives that are USB A.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to use the adapter.
Right.
To plug it in.
So it's going to be about the ports. I have the dock, but I have the dock like maxed out. So I really have to sit and look, right now as it stands, like right now I'm only using two ports. So if I had a MacBook Air to replace this right now, I would be fine because I have my dock plugged into the left and I have my mic plugged into the right. So I would be fine and I would still be able to do everything that I'm doing right now. It would be fine. But if I wanted to push it any further, then I don't know. I'd probably have to, first world problems, like a cave person, I'd have to unplug something from the dock and then it would just, mess with my mojo. So yeah, I'm going to have to really look at the math and say, okay, if it's a difference of like, let's say it's like $300 or something, then I would have to say, is it worth it to spend another $300 to get the additional ports? Like, is it worth $300 of convenience for me? And it's probably not going to be.
But do you have to spend that much? I'm on Amazon right now looking at Anker adapters. And, some of the, here's one for $37.
Well, that's the thing. I do have another one. I do have another adapter. I could just plug that in and then plug in a couple of other things. So I do have more adapters. It's just like, how much more do I want to hang off of this thing? And, how much more clutter do I want to add to it? Yeah. And then when I'm traveling, do I have, a reliable travel adapter? Because that adapter that I'm thinking about, I'm going to have to put it to the test and see if it's really up to snuff. And that, like you said, I might just have to get an Anker brand one because that one's not an Anker. So, yeah, that's just what it's going to have to be. I'm just going to have to spend a little bit and get an adapter, but not spend as much for, a whole other upgrade. The other thing, though, when you look at the compatibility listing for for macOS Sequoia, that was the thing that bothered me. Let me look that up again, because it looked like they cut off the Airs sooner than they cut off the Pros. Did you notice that?
So I didn't even look. I haven't upgraded yet. I'm waiting for it to come out for like a couple more iterations, try to get some of the bugs ironed out.
Yeah, me too. And I just can't wait, because the other thing that I have on my list here is I cannot wait for the share play, the screen sharing for iOS, and even from doing it from Mac to iOS, because I'll be able to help out my parents and my clients. I will finally be able to actually control the, you know, with their consent, their permission, their requesting, of course, I'll be able to move stuff around on their iOS screen or their iPad screen. I mean, that's what they've been wanting for like so long. Or even if they don't want to do that, I can at least just circle like here, you know, tap here, tap there, because, right. Oh my God, so many words. Let me see if I can find the eligible list compatible with these computers. Let's see. So for macOS Sequoia, yeah, see, the listing of MacBook Pros is so much longer. Let's see. It goes all the way back to 2018. So for the MacBook Pros, you can still upgrade a 13-inch 2018 MacBook Pro to Sequoia. For MacBook Airs, it only goes back to 2020. So you lose like a whole 2 years. You know, it's like, I'm just wondering, I don't know if that's a good metric or not. I mean, what do you think? Like, if I go and get an Air, does that mean that I'm going to get less life out of it? It won't last as long as
you're
going
to have to do the difference. You're going to have to do the pricing difference. You know, how much is it going to cost me to get the MacBook Air configured the way I want it? Versus how much would it cost me to get the MacBook Pro configured how I want it?
Because I always upgrade the RAM.
You know, the price, yes, so do I. The price difference might be minimal, or it could be like, oh my God, I could get two MacBook Airs for the price of the MacBook Pro, get the Air.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just worried about like the longevity of it, because I like to keep them for quite a while. But
that's what I mean. If it's going to be that much of a price difference, it's not going to be as painful if 3 years from now you say, yeah, I need to get a new computer. Because you didn't spend the $3,000 on the Pro, you spent $1,200 on the Air.
Right. If I just end up, because the thing is like, as far as the processing and stuff, like, I'm not making movies. You know what I mean? Like, I just kind of starting to feel like the kind of work that I'm doing lately, I don't need the Pro as far as the processor. I like having the ports, but like I just explained, I could probably get away with just adapters. So I probably could get away with an Air and spend less. But then, like you said, I probably have to look at it that way. I probably will have to upgrade more frequently, but if I'm spending less.
But then, because I'm also thinking, well, do I want to get an iMac as opposed to a MacBook Pro for my next computer? But
yeah, because you're not taking it out of the house. You might as well.
I never take it out of the house. Mm-hmm. Last week, though, I did actually move it from here into the kitchen.
Oh, but the iMacs nowadays, oh my God, you could put it in a tote. They're so thin.
But
they're so tiny.
The thing is, like, I'm looking at my father's that's still sitting here. You know, it's a much bigger screen. I can get 1 terabyte of hard drive, pay far less money, but it's going to hurt my head. It's going to hurt my neck, because I'm going to have to look up to see it. And then it's too big. And that's why I'm leaning back toward the MacBook Pro.
Well, adjust your chair then.
But then I can't, because that'll hit underneath my desk. You know, so it's like, what do I do? Do I like say screw it and just buy the MacBook, you know, buy the iMac when the time comes? Because for less money, I can get much more power and a much bigger hard drive.
Right.
So I don't know.
I know. It's like, we got to make our spreadsheets.
Yeah. So I don't know.
But back it's to the not, spreadsheet we go.
But it's not just a financial thing. It's, well, how am I going to feel sitting in front of it?
Yeah, well, you got to be happy.
I haven't had a desktop computer since 2008.
What made you go the way of the laptop? Were you moving around more?
No, I don't know. We had a desktop when the kids were home, but by then the kids were gone.
Yeah,
you know, or they had their own laptops. So I just bought a laptop.
Interesting. And then it just stayed that way.
Yeah, it just stayed that way.
Yeah, because then people, I don't know, people get laptops thinking that they're going to take them on trips and stuff, and then they never do. But then the problem is they leave them plugged in, and then the battery swells. I've seen that too many times. Like nowadays, I don't think it does because they've built the batteries better to not overcharge themselves, but it's still, it's like, why'd you get a laptop? You should have just gotten a desktop.
See, the other thing I have to think about too is my computer goes to Tom. He walks around with his, you know, because he has his on his nightstand in the bedroom. He brings it into the dining room. He brings it into the kitchen. He brings it into the basement when he's watching football, you know, so he does walk around with his.
Yeah.
So
how come he isn't an iPad user then?
He has no interest.
Interesting. He likes
no interest in an iPad, no interest in a watch. Like, okie dokie.
Yeah, and with the iPad, then I'm thinking that the iPad and the smart keyboard looks really, really tempting. But there again, you go and you put all that money into that, you might as well just buy a laptop.
Yeah,
it costs as much as a laptop. And even if you were to get an iPad, then when it's time to come, when it comes time to upgrade the iPad, that smart folio isn't going to fit your new iPad. So then you got to give that away as well. So,
and it's much more difficult when you want to have more than one window open. I know you can do it. You can have a Safari window open with a, you know, an email client open. It's hard.
I mean, I definitely do have to get a new iPad because I need it for work. You know, like I have to have what my clients have so that I can demonstrate and so I can troubleshoot and all that stuff. So I definitely have to have an iPad.
Yeah, but I went down from an iPad Pro to an iPad Air.
Yeah, see, now I was thinking if we got an
I'm consumption. Yeah. You know, I don't do work on it. Yeah. I'm purely consumption, checking email, watching videos, that kind of thing.
Why did you get an Air and not just a regular iPad then? Because that would have been cheaper.
I couldn't tell you why.
Because the Air costs more. Because I was thinking about getting an Air. I've always just gotten whatever the cheapest iPad is because I was really only using it for being able to demonstrate things and when clients had questions so that I could have what they have and install the apps that they use, you know, so that I could just have what's available so that I could be, you know, troubleshooting. I mean, and that's really mostly what I used it for. Or, you know, to have something to give the kids for school and that sort of thing. And so I always got just the education iPad and the smallest hard drive. But then I started using it more. And then I started to like want to be able to use it so that when a client asked me what they should get, I wanted to be able to be informed enough to be able to evaluate based on what their needs are and what I observed their habits are and be able to say, you really should not get a laptop. You really should go with an iPad. And here, let's do it this way. You know what I'm saying? Because so many people think they just have to go this way when really they should just get an iPad. And then they could pair it. Like if typing was the issue, then just, yeah, pair it with a laptop, with a keyboard, you know, get a keyboard folio, because then that would be good for them. You know, like for some people, a touchscreen would be better, or that kind of sandboxed way of doing things and limiting the amount of stuff that they can do so that they get less in trouble. Sometimes having a whole Mac OS is more trouble than it's worth for them. It's easier to maintain an iPad than it is all Mac. You know what I'm saying? Like some people, it's just more simplified to maintain an iPad because you can delete everything off of an iPad except for the like five stock apps that Apple won't let you delete. Whereas a Mac, you know, there's just so much more maintenance to it. There's just so much more trouble they can get into. There's just more that's targeted towards a Mac. Whereas an iPad could be simplified for somebody. You know what I mean? There's just a lot more accessibility. So I was thinking about getting it for that just so I could kind of like live that life so that I could advise people better. But for that, I would get an Air because then that works with an Apple Pencil. And then I could do, cause I want to get back into art. And so I wanted to get it for the art portion of it. But see, then you can't do that with the regular education iPad. You can use an Apple Pencil with it, but you can't use like the second gen and, you know, it's not compatible with that. So, but yeah, if you're just purely consumption, then just get a regular iPad, get it for the education discount. And it's like $300 instead of $500. It's a huge, huge discount. Yeah. So just thinking about more gadgets, more More
all tech. The toys.
All the toys. Yep, all the toys. Last couple things. AirPods Pro 2 is coming out with a firmware update probably in the next, I guess. I'm hoping the next like month or so. They said sometime in the fall, so it's now fall as we're recording this. So I'm hoping it'll come out soon. I would probably say probably in the next month or so, maybe in the next couple weeks. They're now considered clinical grade hearing aids when we get the new firmware update. The FDA has blessed it as so. So I'm looking forward to that because I have AirPods Pro 2. Did you get the Pro 2 version?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we both have them. So we'll soon be able to upgrade our AirPods Pro 2. Now, I don't know if you'll be able to do it with your iPhone 13. It kept saying in the fine print with an eligible iPhone, and it wouldn't go into detail. I could not yet find a link that would give me a list of which iPhones
are going to be compatible. Yeah, I heard that. I'm guessing, and this is strictly a guess, mm-hmm. I'm guessing 15 and 16.
That's what my guess was too. And so we'll find out when it comes out, and we'll be the test because I have the 15 Pro and you have the 13. So we'll find out what that means. It could just mean anything that's capable of running iOS 18 is what it could mean. But it could also mean that it has to have something within the hardware that's capable of running the hearing test. That is what's going to help you. Now, it will be very interesting. So I'm very, very interested in hearing health because I think, you know, as we age, you know, our hearing is going to change. But also because I use the memory foam tips. And I don't know what that's going to do because I really don't like the silicone tips that come with it. I always replace them with the memory foam. So I'm going to have to try both. And I have a feeling that I'm going to have to use the silicone tips because anytime I do the fit test with the memory foam, it always fails. And I usually just ignore it because I just do what makes me happy. And what makes me happy is the memory foam. So we'll see what happens there. I'll have to report back on that. And then SharePlay, I still need to find an article. I saw some people post about this. And other people have weighed in and said, yeah, it's amazing. I cannot wait to see what SharePlay looks like. I can't wait to use that. I can't wait to circle things. I can't wait to move things around on another screen. So I'm really looking forward to that. And let's see. The last thing, you know, at the time that we record this, it will probably be expired by the time that you hear this. But in case it isn't, you're going to want to check out the last couple of days left of the back to school promo where you can get a gift card, either $100 or $150, depending on what you buy through the Apple Education Store if you have a college student like I do. So I will be checking that out. And so I will report back. And next time we record, I'll let you know what goodies I ended up getting.
Okie dokie. So Melissa, if people want to get in touch with us, how would they do so?
We have a variety of ways. You can go head on over to our website, which is geekiestshowever.com, and you can click on the contact tab and send us an email using the form. Or if you prefer, you can just email us the old-fashioned way. Our email address is podcast@geekiestshowever.com. Just send us an email. I'd love it if you'd send us an audio clip and we can air it on the show. Just send us some audio feedback and we'll listen to what you have to say and ask us a question. Tell us what you want to geek out about. We'd love to hear your feedback there. And then we're also some social beings. So where are we on the socials?
Okay, on Threads, we are at Geekiest Show Ever. Also Instagram, Geekiest Show Ever. Mastodon, I am at SenseiDai at mastodon.social. The show is at Geekiest Show Ever at techhub.social. Melissa is at themacmommy at mastodon.cloud, and the rest of Melissa's social you can find at themacmommy.com.
That's me.
Where she is also on Threads at themacmommy. So we want to thank you so much for listening. We will be back again in a couple of weeks if I'm not traveling again. And until then, please stay safe.